This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, the money-making season is upon us. First week of preseason, nearly in the books. Talk about that, but mostly Ezekiel Elliott's been a big topic tonight, and there is certainly an angle to be discussed as far as a wagering standpoint goes, and we're only a couple weeks away from McGregor and Mayweather as well. So joining us an hour later than normal tonight because we had to shuffle some things around the schedule, so we appreciate the flexibility with our next guest. He is the founder of pregame.com, and you can find him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. RJ Bell joining me on CBS Sports Radio. RJ, how you doing tonight, man?
You know, Sean, it's just an example of my respect for you, CBS. Anytime, baby. Anytime I'm there.
It's, and I appreciate it, RJ, very, very much. So this Ezekiel Elliott story, RJ, from a wagering perspective, I want to read you a text I got from a buddy of mine, and then I want you to just completely refute this. He says some of the idiots on the message boards are claiming that the lines on Cowboy games will move 4 to 6 points, and they may now go 2-4 instead of 5-1 to start the season. RJ, when I read that text to you, what's your reaction to it?
I wish I was a bookmaker, and I wish he was betting with me.
Yeah.
You know the old saying, Sean, is I know a lot of really, really dumb bookmakers that drive Cadillacs.
Yep.
And I know a lot of really smart bettors that have trouble making their rent. That -110, the VIG, as it's called, man, mm-hmm. Oh, man, is that tough to overcome. Mm-hmm. And the bookmakers on that side of the equation, at least they got that right. Here's the thing. Let's say we think Elliott's one of the best backs in the league. I'm not sure that's fair to say after one season, also considering the offensive line that he has.
Yep.
But let's say it's true. We would agree Le'Veon Bell is in that same conversation, and I think it'd be a rare person that says Elliott today is better than Bell today. Agreed?
Yeah, probably so. After just 1 year, I'm sure. Yes, I agree with you.
All right, so we had Le'Veon suspended beginning of last season for the Steelers, and the line moved about a half a point per game. Now, you can make the case D'Angelo Williams, who was the backup last year for Pittsburgh, an especially good backup. Well, maybe. I'm not sure. But, okay, let's say that's true. And it does bring up the point. It's all relative, right? Is
yep.
If Joe Montana is the quarterback, how much is he worth in his prime? Half a point if Steve Young is his backup, right?
Yes.
So, to me, how would you rate the Cowboys' backups? Or backup? Because, yeah, depth matters, but for a handful of games, not as much.
Yeah, it'll be Darren McFadden. I think Darren McFadden is probably the Dallas version of D'Angelo Williams.
All right, so above average backup.
Right.
Okay, so the question is, were they wrong about the Steelers last year? And really, in the last 10 or so years of the NFL, the only running back who was clearly worth more than 1 point was Adrian Peterson.
Yep.
And in his prime of primes, he was worth a point and a half. So I think that the debate in Vegas, and it is worth saying, this is not a consensus, whereas everyone sits around a table, the wise guys, and vote like the Supreme Court and say, okay, he's worth a half point. No, he's worth a point. If you talk to 10 legitimate Vegas guys, guys that make a living out of both sides of the counter, I think you're going to get 5 that says he's worth a point. Elliott, I think 5 is going to say he's worth a half a point. Hardly anybody, and I'm not sure anyone I respect, thinks he's worth more than a point. So it goes to show you how complex this is, both with the relative backup, also with how much his performance last year was about the offensive line, and also about, quite frankly, the reality of the NFL in 2017, and running backs are pretty replaceable for the most part.
Yeah, I think the offensive line to me and all those RJ is the one that really resonates, because I think that's what allowed Dak Prescott to be who he was as a rookie last year. And I think you could argue with all, you know, these people who are saying, Elliott, oh, he's worth so much, he's worth so much. They would be much more negatively impacted, I would think, with a minor cluster injury. You know, a couple of those offensive linemen go down, and I would imagine that there's a similar, if not more pronounced effect than Ezekiel Elliott going down.
Well, let's clarify what you're saying. I think your instincts are right. Oftentimes, position or players that are from the skill positions, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, their impact, because we know their names, is rated higher by the recreational batters than maybe it's deserved, because, yeah, hey, that linebacker, hey, that left tackle is very important, that center also very often overrated. Oh, I'm sorry, underrated.
Underrated, yeah.
Is the case. But no single lineman on the Cowboys is going to move the line like Elliott. Now, you did say cluster, so let's drill in quickly to that. If you have multiple injuries at the same position, oftentimes that impacts even more than people think. Obviously, it's like, oh, there's two injuries. That's double. But it's even more because it multiplies itself, because now instead of the second string filling in, now you've got a third stringer filling in, for example, if it's the exact same position. Or if it's a left guard and left tackle, now you got two backups. The things you might do to protect one of the second stringers, you can't do now that you have two of them. So, yes, a cluster injury on the O-line would be more impactful than Elliott. But once again, other than quarterback, and quarterback can be worth up to 10 points. So we're debating with Elliott, half point, 1 point. Quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, about 10 points per game. This is per game now. Other than quarterbacks, some professionals here in Vegas believe there's only about 30 players in the NFL that move the needle even a half a point. Some might think it's more, but it's not going to be much more than 60. So maybe two per team. So think about your favorite team. Other than the quarterback, the average team may have two players that move the needle.
RJ Bell joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, so RJ, we've got almost a week's worth of preseason action in the books. Just your general thoughts on wagering in the preseason. The spreads are always very, very small, and we know that there's very rarely are coaches actually going out there trying to win these games, so it's almost like you're wagering on something. You're wagering on an outcome where neither of the coaches seem to be motivated by the same outcome that you're wagering on. What are your general thoughts on wagering in the preseason?
Well, let's clarify. I think most coaches want to win. It's just, or how much are they going to sacrifice to win?
Fair enough, yeah.
So, but I think you touch on it. It's motivation, right? Some coaches historically care about winning, and the classic of all time was Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells really cared about winning. And Tony Dungy, another great coach, he didn't care. He was the opposite. If you look at Peyton Manning and those Colts teams during the preseason, horrible record straight up and against the spread. Sometimes it's just that easy. Now, the line's going to account for that a lot of the times, too, so it's not that easy. Now, the next question is, when are teams motivated within a given preseason, maybe game two but not game one, or game four, not game three, whatever? And that's usually if they start losing or if they had a particularly bad performance on one side of the ball. So imagine a team, you know, gets shut out. They are going to be so focused in practice on the offense the next week, and thus you can expect more offense, and that being something maybe the starters play a little bit longer, et cetera. So I think if you can read between the lines with motivation and one of the and listening to the press conferences is a great way to do that, because with a press conference, you can get a sense and read between the lines. But in general, a little more broadly, if a team, it feels like if they lose, just imagine this. If the team loses, is the local paper going to write an editorial that, uh-oh, we might be in trouble? If yes, that means they're probably going to try that game.
Mm-hmm. But the information age we live in now, RJ, everything's so fast. Like, there's no edges to be gained in preseason betting like there may have used to have been before social media and the internet and whatnot.
Well, Sean, real quickly, I agree with you, but I disagree. I agree it was much easier 10, 15 years ago because if you were really on it, you could get that information and have like a half hour, 40 minutes to make your bet if you got it first. Other people might have got it, but not everybody, and thus the line wouldn't move drastically. But I do believe preseason, if you could ask me, RJ, you've got to double your money and your life depends on it, and you've got 4 weeks. I would much rather have 4 weeks of the NFL preseason to double my money than I would 4 weeks of the NFL regular season. And the reason is it's more complex because of all the motivational question marks in the preseason. The better a handicapper is, the more he embraces complexity because he believes he'll be able to assess it better than the average batter.
What a great reality show that would be, RJ. You got to see you die at the end of 4 weeks if you haven't doubled your money. I'd watch that show.
Listen, they don't even make The Bachelor get married, so maybe I would get a beating, but we don't have to make it a death.
No, I'm just telling you, I would watch that show, RJ.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Very quickly, we've got about 45 seconds. The latest on wagering on Mayweather McGregor.
Well, listen, we'll be talking about it the next couple weeks,
yep.
And this is, I think, the biggest story. There's the Maloofs. They used to own the Palms. A lot of people know because it was on The Real World 1 year. And they also own the Kings, Sacramento Kings, in the NBA. And now they're involved with the local Vegas hockey team, which is now in the NHL or soon enough. They bet $880,000 to win $160,000 on Mayweather, minus -550, almost $1 million. And I've got there's a ticket making the rounds that actually isn't the real ticket. I've got a enlarged screenshot of the two tickets. It took two tickets to get through the machine because the machine couldn't handle the $880,000 bet. Up right now on Twitter at RJ in Vegas.
Go see it there on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. I'm getting excited just hearing you talk about the tickets that you're seeing and stuff like that. RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. And yes, be following, especially with football season here now and the big fight coming up in a couple weeks. Go follow him at RJ in Vegas. RJ, we will do it again next week. Thanks again for shuffling things around today, man.
Anytime, Sean. Thank you.
I appreciate it. RJ Bell joining me on the program for his weekly visit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.